This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I've learned so many lessons throughout my 23, almost 24 years of life. There have been many, many times in my life where I've gotten frustrated with myself because I wasn't able to be the person that someone needed me to be in that moment. I'd rather hang out with my people. You know, I'd rather hang out with the people that I love rather than like giving someone a chance, especially if I don't know them. It's sometimes very difficult for me to put my guard down in either friendships or relationships and just like let someone else be in charge. All right, number 11. This one's a little bit of a hot take. It's gonna get controversial. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Back to the Show. Thank you so much for clicking on today's episode. My name is Lily, I'm your host. And this is my 24th birthday episode, which is kind of cool. My birthday is next week, but I figured that I would put this out in advance. It's only a couple days apart. My birthday didn't fall on a podcast upload day this year, so figured I would do it before instead of after. And then maybe next week we can recap birthday things. It's not like I'm doing much for my birthday this year. We're going to Nashville in a couple weeks. We're doing a big trip with like lots of friends and family, but that's not necessarily just for my birthday. It's kind of just celebratory for a handful of different reasons. But last weekend, I actually did a surprise party for my little sister because her birthday was at the end of March. So it's just been like a big birthday month. March and April usually are for our family because we have three birthdays that fall the last week of March, then my birthday, and then we have some family friends who are basically like our sisters and they have March and April birthdays as well. So it's just like a big birthday and celebration type month. So this past weekend, I did a surprise party for Lexi. We did dinner first with a couple girls and then walked down to another restaurant and a bunch of people were there and surprised her, which is really cool. So that was really fun. And then, like I said, I'm not sure what I'm doing for my birthday actually, but at least in the 80-20 realm, we're doing this episode. So we're just going to go ahead and get into it. 24 things that I learned before I turned 24. So that's kind of the premise of today's episode. I'm just going to kind of walk you guys through my list of the 24 things that I've learned. Obviously, I've learned so many lessons throughout my 23, almost 24 years of life. Or I guess it's like I'm ending my 24th year and starting my 25th. Like that's how birthdays work. It's like the end of the age that you just were. If you look at it that way, I'm going into my 25th year of life, but ending my 24th, but I'll no longer be 23. So I don't know, it's kind of confusing. If like you think too hard about birthdays, it kind of doesn't make much sense. But anyway, we're going to talk about 24 things that I learned before I turned 24. And a lot has happened this year. So just take everything like with a grain of salt. My frontal lobe isn't technically fully developed until I'm 25, but it's pretty darn close. So maybe you can find some nice advice in some of this, but this is just 24 lessons or just things that I think have been important or have been like nice lessons learned up until this point in time. Before we get into that, however, if you have not listened to the That Girl to This Woman series, you definitely should. We are now in season 12. So I'm calling it the solo series. So we're just doing solo episodes for probably the next like 6 to 8 weeks, but definitely go be sure to listen to the That Girl to This Woman series that just ended. I'll have a link to all of the episodes in the show notes. I'll maybe make like a playlist on Spotify if you guys want to go listen to that. But there was tons of amazing episodes and content all about how to go from a version of yourself that has kind of just been placed in the identity that the world has given you versus transforming into a woman who trusts in the identity that God has given her. So that's been such a transformative series and I've just loved hearing your feedback on it and watching you guys kind of like take this transformation journey with me. It's been really cool. So go listen to that. I will have a link in the show notes. And that's pretty much it. Still taking a social media break, so don't try to follow me on Instagram. I mean, you can follow me on Instagram. I just probably won't post anything. Low-key thinking I'm just going to take like a long time off of Instagram. I don't know if that's like cryptic. That's kind of it as far as announcements go. All right, let's do it. 24 things that I learned before I turned 24. First and foremost, if he wanted to, he would. If he wanted to, he would. Plain and simple. If a guy likes you, he will make every ounce of effort to make it known. The date will be well thought out. It won't just be like a hangout on the couch. It'll be like a nice planned outing, maybe dinner, maybe a movie, maybe mini golf. If he wanted to introduce you to his family, then he would make that happen. If he wanted to call you, then he would. Like just little things like that or big things like that. If he wanted to do those things, he definitely would. So that has been a lesson that I have learned. It's taken a long time, but it is very true. There's a whole song about it. It's just called If He Wanted To, He Would. And she pretty much hits the nail on the head. So if he wanted to, he would. Lesson number two, invest in the programs, in the workshops, in the coaching, etc. You only get better by learning from people who are better than you. And so typically good things don't come cheap. And if you go cheap, you're going to get cheap results. So go ahead, invest in the programs, the workshops, the coaching, and you definitely won't regret it. One thing that I had invested in that I continue to reap the benefits from day in and day out is the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And that is a health coaching training program that I did when I was kind of taking like a little break from school. And it was just such a cool way to learn about my body and just learn about wellness. And the more I learned, the more I just fell in love with the concept of taking care of your body from a holistic approach. And it really equipped me with a lot of the tools that I needed to take care of myself. So yeah, invest in the programs, the workshops, all the things. If you want to learn more about IIN, I have a whole episode about it. Or you can click the link in the show notes. I'll have a little link to a sample class. Number three, you can't and you don't have to be everything for everyone. There have been many, many times in my life where I've gotten frustrated with myself because I wasn't able to be the person that someone needed me to be in that moment, or I didn't have the right personality for a specific role. And when it really comes down to it, you're not supposed to be everything for everyone. You're not always going to check everyone's boxes, and you just have to be okay with that. Number four, clean the corners of your home, your baseboards, your windows, your windowsill, dust off your fan. And it just makes coming home a lot better when you're not coming home to a messy house. And it's gotten to a point where like, I just notice like the little messy things, not messy, but like little dirty things. Like if I start to see dirt collecting somewhere on like a vent or something, I notice it. Having my own place for like 3 years has really just taught me how to take care of a home. And it's such a time consuming responsibility of like taking care of your place, but nothing beats having a neat and tidy space, and cleaning the little spots, the baseboards, the windowsills, all that stuff makes such a big difference. Number five is I have learned how to let someone else lead me. And I would consider myself a natural leader, and being in charge isn't necessarily hard for me. It's not a difficult task for me to be put in a position of leadership, but letting someone else lead me requires me to give up control and to trust someone else with the final product, whether that be a project or a plan or whatever. And typically that's pretty hard for me to do. So learning how to give up control and just trust someone has been a big lesson for me this year. Obviously you need to be smart about it and you need to just be careful of who you trust, but also let yourself be led. It's sometimes very difficult for me to put my guard down in either friendships or relationships and just like let someone else be in charge. But lately I've been so like at peace with the idea of just letting someone else take the lead and know that it's not gonna go sideways, like just trusting that someone else has got it. And typically they do and everything turns out okay. So like if you just let someone else lead, oftentimes you're gonna be happier, especially if you're a woman who feels like you're living more in your masculine energy than your feminine energy. It's a very feminine feeling to be led and led well. And so obviously you need to be careful of who's leading you, but let yourself be led. Number six, you don't have to eat if you aren't hungry, and you don't have to stop eating at a certain time, and you don't have to explain to other people why you're eating or explain to other people why you're hungry. I hear it so much, and I even do it in my own life. Like, oh, I'm so hungry. Like, I did a big workout. I haven't had much to eat today. All this stuff, like listing the things that you ate to validate why you're eating like a big dinner. Like, you don't have to do that. Like, just eat the big dinner. Like, you don't have to reason why you're hungry or why you're eating dinner, you know? All right, number seven, social media success is not a prerequisite for chasing a dream. It doesn't really matter what the vanity metrics say. This is something that I constantly have to remind myself when I think about big dreams, like writing a book. I'm like, oh, well, I'll never be able to write a book because I don't have X amount of followers on Instagram. And that is so far from the truth. Like, you can still be successful regardless of how many followers you have. And you just have to, as cliche as it sounds, believe in yourself and not let social media and comparison tell you that you can't do something. Number eight, people will break your heart just as you will break theirs, and people will always let you down. This is kind of like a negative one, but it's true. Like, people will always let you down, and that's just something that you have to be okay with, and know that you're gonna let other people down too. Like, you're not perfect, nobody is, and just know that you have to put your faith and your trust in something that isn't human, because people will continue to let you down. You just have to put your trust in something bigger than yourself, because humans aren't perfect. Number nine, sometimes forgiveness is better in private. If someone has done something to you, you can forgive them in private in order to help you move on. But that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to go out of your way to give them your side of closure. Number 10, life is actually better in private. You don't need to share everything. You don't need to post everything. And you don't need to share business that isn't yours. That's a big one. You don't need to share business that is not yours. All right, number 11. This one's a little bit of a hot take. It's going to get controversial, but I really don't care. I love Taylor Swift. Love Taylor Swift, no doubt about it. But it bothers me like crazy of how popular and over-obsessed people are with her. It's insane to me how much energy. I even debated saying this because I'm like, oh, I'm giving her energy by talking about it. Love her music. I always have. I got bullied in middle school for liking Taylor Swift. But the amount of energy that goes into obsessing over her blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. So I don't know. It's like, guys, come on. We can like her music, but I'm not like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It just literally blows my mind of how crazy people go over her. Someone explain it to me. All right, number 12, something that I learned before I turned 24. This is a very mature thing, you guys. I learned how to stop spending so much money on coffee. Okay, I broke my coffee addiction in the sense of like going out to coffee every single day. I've just made it at home and I've been so happy about it. And I love my Nespresso. And I feel like I sleep better at night because I don't drink cold brew every single day. Number 13, you don't have to stay in a job, a relationship, a friendship, or any sort of environment that negatively impacts your mental health. Plain and simple. I feel like that one doesn't even need an explanation. You just don't have to stay in an environment that negatively impacts your mental health. Number 14 is to read before bed. You will sleep a million times better. And number 15 is that naps are important. I used to be such a big like anti-napper. I don't know why. I just didn't think that napping was important, but I take naps all the time and it's great. All right. Number 16, if you get a weird vibe from someone, trust your gut. And if it feels like a trap, or if it feels slimy, or if it feels off, it definitely is. Trust your first instinct for when you meet someone, because it's like 9 times out of 10, the right instinct to have. Number 17 is to let your mom or your grandma take the picture. The amount of times that my mom pulls out her phone, she's like, get in, let's take a picture. And I'm like, oh, mom, like I look awful right now. Or like, oh, I don't want to. It happens a lot. But then I just thought to myself, okay, they're enjoying the moment. They want to remember this. So just let them take the picture and who cares what you look like? It made them happy. Number 18 is that sometimes self-tanner is the best way to stop feeling insecure. Like if I'm ever having a bad body image day or I look in the mirror and I'm like, I just don't really love what I see, I put self-tanner on. And most of the time it does the trick. So I use Tanology. I think it's like the mist stuff that works pretty well. Not against going to get a spray tan. That helps too sometimes. Loving Tan's good. It's kind of pricey, but it's good. But yeah, sometimes a little self-tanner is all you need. All right, next lesson that I've learned. Very few things are truly important, so make sure your priorities are straight. This just kind of goes back to like the Taylor Swift thing, for example. If your priorities are like stalking her online, is that really important? I don't know. I think part of growing up is just realizing like the big things in life, family, your people, making sure your heart's good. Like those things really truly matter. Whereas like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people don't necessarily have their priorities straight. I can't say for sure that I, you know all the answers and that I definitely have mine straight, but I just feel like a lot of times people focus on either the negative things or the tangible things that just don't really matter that much, you know? Number 20 is decorate for the holidays because it makes your home so much happier. Right now we have bunny dish towels because it was just Easter. We have a salt and pepper shaker set that's like a carrot and a turnip, and it's just really cute. We have tulip bowls for spring. It just feels so cozy and homey and fun because it's spring, and I just really love it. So decorating for holidays has really made a big difference in my home feeling like a home, you know? Number 21 is you need to invite people to things in order to get invited to things. You can't just expect people to extend an invitation if they don't really know you or if you've never really extended an invitation to them. We've all heard the saying, the phone works both ways. Oftentimes, I think reaching out is one of those things that's like, oh, like they never reach out to me, so I'm not going to reach out to them. Like, just go ahead and reach out. We don't need to keep this tally of who's reached out the most. If you look on my outgoing text messages, I'm probably the one reaching out more. And that's just because it's kind of how it works. Like things get lost, people get busy. It is what it is. If you've reached out like 5 or 6 times and like this person's just not responding, just go find a new friend. But if, you know, it's just the phone does work both ways, but I think that you need to give people a little bit of grace and just extend the invitation anyway, because you're not going to get invited if you don't invite. But that being said, also keep in mind that you don't have to give everyone a chance. You don't have to give everyone your time. You don't have to give everyone energy. And don't judge people, but definitely use your best judgment when it comes to deciding who to trust and who to give your time to. I think that this definitely applies in friendships, but also more to dating too. Like you don't have to, I hear it from friends sometimes like, oh, just give that guy a chance. Like you just never know. But if I'm like, okay, but the texts are dry, like met him on Hinge, like not really sure. Like why would I give him my time? Like if I don't really care that much, like why would I give him my time? And for me, I'd rather hang out with my people. You know, I'd rather hang out with the people that I love rather than like giving someone a chance, especially if I don't know them, or especially if they haven't really given me anything good that I can use to support my reasoning behind giving them a chance. All right, number 23 is drop your shoulders, unfurrow your brow, and just relax, and you don't need to be all that tense all the time. I used to be so wound up all the time, and it did not serve me well in the slightest. So if you're like feeling tense right now in your body, like literally just drop your shoulders, relax your eyebrows, relax your jaw, take a big inhale, take a big exhale. You don't need to be that tense all the time. Number 24, I feel like we rolled through these real quick. Number 24 is hearts change and people can too. And I know because I am an example of a person who changed. Like if you knew me a year ago, you don't know me now, kind of thing. I truly don't recognize the person I used to be. I even look back at pictures and I don't know, obviously it's me, but I just kind of giggle because I'm like, oh, like she was so cute, but like she didn't know, or like she was so cute, but she just wasn't happy. And I just wish I could go back and give that girl a hug and be like, oh, like it's going to get better. And I read a quote the other day that was like, your future needs you and your past doesn't. And I thought that that was really cool because I spent a lot of time reflecting on things that have happened to me or things that I, obviously this whole episode, like kind of reflective. I went through old journals to craft this list, and I spent a lot of time on the past in the sense of reflection, but I spent a lot of time worrying about the future. But when I think about all the things that like led me to where I am right now, I turned out pretty okay. And I feel like I'm going to continue to turn out pretty okay. So I should just stop worrying about my future and obviously focus on it and work towards things. But just instead of dividing up my thinking into, okay, my future needs me, my past doesn't, and just truly being where my feet are rather than worrying about like, okay, well, what's life going to look like when I'm 25? Or what's, you know, what didn't I do when I was 23 that I want to do when I'm 24? Like none of that. Like I just want to be here and now and be grateful for the way that my heart's changed and be grateful for the way that I've changed. Enjoy that and truly be present in this moment. Okay, so that was the 24th birthday episode, 24 things that I learned before I turned 24. And I hope that you got a little bit of inspo or wisdom or I don't even know, advice from today's episode. And if you did, please be sure to give it a rating and a review. And that just helps more people find and listen to the show. Thank you guys so much for listening, for tuning in every single week to just hear me talk. And I just appreciate you guys so much. Love you lots. And I will talk to you next week.